Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
The historic Wilson Theater in Rupert, Idaho presents Cowpokes for Christmas, featuring renowned cowboy singer and songwriter Bren Hill and cowboy poet and humorist Andy Nelson. Celebrate the Christmas season the cowboy way, Saturday, December 16th at 7 p.m. with this high-energy and heartwarming performance at the historic Wilson Theater in Rupert, Idaho, Saturday, December 16th at 7 p.m. For tickets and more information, visit their website at historicwilsontheater.com, stop by their box office at 610 Fremont Street in Rupert, Idaho, or give them a call at 208-436-2787. That's 208-436-2787. We'll see you there. Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-hole.
Oh,
yeah, wow. Yeah, that really lights my fire.
Oh, yeah.
When somebody uses the last of the toilet paper and doesn't put another roll out, that lights my fire.
You and me both.
Anyway, all right. Let's have some poetry.
Please.
All right. Doris Daly is riding along with us. This is a great poem. She is talking about the firefighters.
A spark flew out the old John Deere and set the swath on fire. It was just a smoky smudge at first, but the wind soon whipped it higher. There were flames to the north, flames to the south, flames to the left and right, and Jasper knew that he'd need help to win the fiery fight. Now, there were 20 miles of gravel road from town out to the farm, so Jasper called his neighbor Dan and sounded the alarm. Now, neighbor Dan was a wreck of a man who lived on rum and coke. He had chronic indigestion, and he slobbered when he spoke. Bale twine kept his britches up, duct tape patched his truck. He wasn't long on assets, but by golly, he had pluck. "Today's your lucky day," cried Dan, and he drooled a rummy bubble. "Some old bronc rider pals are here, we're coming on the double. Do what you can with gunny sacks to contain the fire's spread. We'll take the shortcut o'er the hill," and then the line went dead. Jasper grabbed his shovel and he fought like a hoary hound. Now, as fires go, you've all seen worse, but Jasper was losing ground. Just when it all seemed helpless, there sounded a mighty blast. Hurtling down from the ridge was a speeding truck and gaining fast. Into the fiery furnace, into the eyes of the storm, charged the cavalry in Dan's old truck with our heroes in fighting form. Pat and Rod and D-Dub jumped out and they gave a mighty shout. They attacked like crazed commandos. They fought from the inside out. They risked their lives and limbs and lungs and other vital organs. Dan bravely stayed behind the wheel to guard the Captain Morgan's. They slew that fiery dragon with unprecedented speed. Jasper reached for his checkbook to reward the daring deed. $1,000 to Dan's brave crew, why, you surely saved the place. You charged behind the gates of hell, you laughed in the devil's face. Treat yourself at my expense to a night out on the town. Whoop it up at the rodeo dance, turn Main Street upside down. Now the boys knew a different story. "We're not so brave," they replied. "Heroics were just the result of wanting to save our hair and hide. It's all because of Dan and a little demerara luck. And the first thing we'll do with the money is get the brakes fixed on Dan's old truck."
Yep, that's what you're going to do with that tip. You're going to get the brakes fixed.
I got to get the brakes fixed.
Nab it, yeah. You know, what's funny is she uses three very well-known cowboy poets' names as those firefighters. Pat,
yeah.
Rod, and D.W. Yeah, that's
Pat. Are would-be good firefighters.
I know it. Pat Richardson, Rodney Nelson, and D.W. Grothy.
Yeah. You know, she is something else.
Man, she's good.
That gal can write.
She is good. She know, she's got words, and she's not afraid to use them.
And she knows how to use them. You're
darn right. Yeah. Well, we're talking about, man, that lights my fire. Yeah.
You know what lights my fire?
Tell me, what lights your fire?
A well-shod horse.
Oh, man, that lights my fire.
Oh, man, you know, in the movies?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the hooves.
Sure.
I'm doing my best to see how good a job they've done.
You know, I am too, but you know what else I'm looking at?
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at how the riders.
I've done that too.
How good the riders are. And I think to myself, they need to teach their actors how to ride now.
They used to do that really well. They did.
All right. John Wayne could sit a horse.
Yeah.
Even Dean Martin could sit a horse. They taught him how to ride.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now you look at a modern day Western, he looks like a sack of wet manure up there on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Elbows flapping, the crotch banging against the saddle horn. That lights my fire in a different way.
In a different way.
Yeah, that's right.
But anyways, if you look at a horse's hoof and you see a well-shod horse.
Man.
Wow. Who did that?
That's beautiful.
Who did that?
Beautiful work.
How did they do that?
You know, and then back to your thing on straight nails. I mean, that lights my fire.
It does.
But man, don't look at mine. Yep. Well, who shod your horse for you? Well, tell me if you like it first.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think? You did a good job or not?
What
do you think here?
Yeah. Right.
But that, you know, craftsmanship, good craftsmanship, you know, well-built saddle, well-shod horse.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, a beautiful head stall.
Man.
And some of those bits out there are just gorgeous.
Absolutely amazing. That really does light my fire. That trips my trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Watching a good cutting horse.
Oh, man, yeah. Well-trained horse.
Well-trained horse that just wants to eat that cow.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That trips my trigger.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mini chuck races.
Yeah, me too.
That trips my trigger.
Mini horse races.
That lights my fire.
Man, that was fun. We got to go back.
Well, the Calgary Stampede lights my fire.
You need to drop. If you haven't been there, you got to go.
Name some of your favorites.
And my favorites, Stampede.
Yeah. Calgary Stampede, I got to go with Pendleton.
I was headed there. I just couldn't remember the name.
Yeah.
You know, I really enjoyed Pendleton, and Cheyenne was pretty awesome.
Oh, Cheyenne is just outstanding.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of great rodeos out there, but there's a handful that you have to see.
You do. Right? You do.
Calgary.
You know the NFR.
I just didn't watch it on television. I'm sorry.
It's not my cup of tea.
I shouldn't complain because I love watching the rodeo.
I do.
But I like watching it from my living room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where you don't have to wear headphones.
Turn too much into a rock concert for me.
Yeah.
When did I turn into my dad?
Oh, man, that happened.
We need to ditch out to our last song.
What?
Corinne Marie's riding along with us. This is Through the Fire.
You wake up in the morning and you look at the sky, see a big storm coming and you wonder why. You strike a match and you look at the flame. The fire is small, but the heat's the same. The sparks fly high enough to catch your eye and make you face the rain. It's coming down to drown the flame, shooting up in every way. To the fire, you're gonna get burned. gets through, it never stops. Start to wonder if you'll make it back. You've been lost before stepping out your door, but now you know you don't wanna wander no more.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
There are so many more things.
Oh, that really lights my fire.
Yeah.
Actually, it does. Clear Out West radio show lights my fire.
Yeah.
You know, it gives Big Brother Jim and I an opportunity to get together once a week.
We do.
And we only live 20 miles apart.
Exactly.
We'd probably never see each other.
And cross each other every now and then.
That's right. Yeah. True.
Mostly at church.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be it. Right. And we can't tell the jokes at church that we do here. So.
No, at least we shouldn't.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. See if I can pull out that blooper that we had earlier. Save that, right?
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
Oh, man, lots of good things that light my fire.
Well, you know, and because of Clear Out West, we've met some really awesome people.
Man.
And seen some great country.
True story. You know, I never thought we would ever have been cruisers.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, man, have we met some awesome
people.
We
have.
We've made some lifelong friends.
We truly have, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And the next cow cruise is coming up.
That's right.
I got an email from Megan just the other day. She says, hey, I'm working on a flyer for you.
Feverishly.
Yeah, she says that it's been a little tough getting the hotels booked in advance for some reason.
Oh.
They hadn't opened their dates yet for them. So,
Well, we're a ways out.
We are. We're still a ways out. We'll give you a sneak peek, though. Yeah. It's coming January 2025.
Yes.
Save your pennies, because it's going to be a dandy.
It is. It's going to be one for the books.
It's going to be one. A once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So that lights my fire.
Yeah.
You betcha.
It's about time for a cruise.
It is. Yeah. It's been too long. Now.
It has been.
Yeah, well, we've had this whole... All this other bull manure
stuff
going on that not really lights my fire. Mm. But, you know, we got through it and we're fine.
We made it.
Yep.
And here we're stronger for it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, and folks will want to stay tuned for next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What are we doing?
I did it to myself.
Oh, dang it. So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Wow.
We got to dry that up.
Yeah, we do.